You are hearing FintyDo podcast. Understanding the different types of e-invoicing transactions. E-invoicing, or electronic invoicing, has transformed how businesses exchange financial documents. It replaces traditional paper-based processes with digital methods that ensure faster, more secure and more efficient invoicing. There are several types of e-invoicing transactions that businesses need to understand, each serving different purposes in the invoicing cycle. 1. Standard invoice. A standard invoice is the most common type of transaction in the e-invoicing system. It's a request for payment issued by a seller to a buyer for goods or services provided. Key features. Includes essential details, items sold, quantities, price, tax, due dates and terms of payment. Digital format, created and transmitted through a digital system rather than a paper document. Legally compliant, often follows local regulations regarding tax and legal obligations. Use case. Issued for straightforward transactions where the buyer receives products or services and agrees to pay the amount due within a specific time frame. Benefits. Faster processing. Improved accuracy by eliminating manual data entry. Easier tracking of payments and statuses. 2. Credit note. A credit note is a document sent by the seller to the buyer, reducing the amount of money previously invoiced due to reasons such as returned goods, pricing errors, or discounts. Key features. Reduction in invoice amount. The credit note adjusts the value of the original invoice. Linked to the original invoice, credit notes are always tied to an existing invoice transaction. Use case. Issued when goods are returned or services are cancelled after the initial invoice has been raised. Benefits. Maintains transparency in correcting billing errors. Allows accurate reflection of payment amounts. 3. Debit note. A debit note is the opposite of a credit note, where the seller requests an additional payment from the buyer. This can happen when an initial undercharge was made, or additional services or products were provided after the original invoice was sent. Key features. Increase in invoice amount, requests payment above the amount in the original invoice. Supplementary billing, used for adjustments after the original transaction. Use case. Issued when a supplier undercharges the buyer or additional services are provided post-invoicing. Benefits. Ensures the seller can collect the full amount owed. Reflects changes without the need to cancel and reissue the original invoice. 4. Purchase order. A purchase order is a document initiated by the buyer that specifies what goods or services they wish to purchase from the supplier. Key features. Precedes the invoice, provides detailed specifications, including quantities, price, delivery dates, and payment terms. Legal agreement, once accepted by the seller, it becomes a legally binding contract. Use case, issued by a buyer to request goods or services from a supplier before the transaction. Benefits. Formalizes the purchasing process and sets clear expectations. Helps in tracking and managing orders systematically. 5. Receipt of goods or services. This is a transaction that confirms the buyer has received the goods or services as per the agreed terms in the purchase order or contract. Key features. Acknowledges delivery, acts as a proof that the seller has fulfilled their obligations. Triggers invoicing process. Once receipt is confirmed, the seller can issue the invoice. Use case. Used in business processes where goods or services must be acknowledged before an invoice is generated. Benefits. Reduces disputes over delivery. Improves transparency between parties in the supply chain. 6. Payment acknowledgement. A payment acknowledgement is an electronic confirmation that the buyer has made the payment to the seller for a particular invoice. Key features. Confirms the settlement, indicates that the payment process has been successfully completed. Supports record keeping, helps both parties maintain accurate financial records. Use case. Used after payment is received to inform the seller, thus closing the transaction loop. Benefits. Provides transparency and accountability in the payment process. Enables real-time updates on the status of invoices. 7. Invoice cancellation. An invoice cancellation transaction occurs when a previously issued invoice is no longer valid due to errors or changes in the transaction. Key features. Full nullification, invalidates the entire invoice, typically followed by the issuance of a corrected invoice. Legal and regulatory compliance, often needs to follow local tax and invoicing laws regarding cancellations. Use case. Issued when there are critical errors in the original invoice that cannot be corrected by a credit or debit note. Benefits. Ensures clean and compliant records by voiding incorrect invoices. Reduces confusion between the buyer and seller regarding payments. 8. E-invoice self-billing. In self-billing, the buyer creates the invoice on behalf of the supplier. This usually happens in industries where the buyer knows more about the final amount to be paid than the supplier, such as in retail or agriculture. Key features. Buyer-generated invoice. The buyer takes responsibility for invoicing themselves based on the agreed terms. Requires mutual agreement. The seller must agree to the self-billing arrangement. Use case. Commonly used in industries like retail, agriculture, and utilities, where the buyer has precise control over the transaction quantities and values. Benefits. Simplifies the invoicing process. Reduces errors, as the buyer knows the exact details of the transaction. 9. Advance payment invoice. An advance payment invoice is issued to the buyer to request payment before the actual delivery of goods or services. Key features. Request for prepayment. The invoice demands payment in advance of the transaction. Often includes payment terms, specifies when the full payment is expected and what happens if payment is not made. Use case. Used when the seller requires upfront payment before fulfilling the order, often in large contracts or high-value transactions. Benefits. Protects the seller from payment risks. Ensures commitment from the buyer to the transaction. 10. Tax invoices. A tax invoice is a specialized invoice that includes specific details required by tax authorities, including the amount of tax charged and the relevant tax registration numbers. Key features. Compliance with tax regulations, ensures that all tax-related details are clearly displayed. Required for tax purposes, necessary for claiming tax deductions or input credits. Use case. Used in transactions where tax laws mandate specific information on invoices for tax calculation and reporting. Benefits. Ensures compliance with local and international tax laws. Facilitates accurate tax reporting and auditing. Understanding the different types of e-invoicing transactions is essential for efficient business operations. Each transaction serves a specific purpose in the invoicing life cycle, enhancing accuracy, compliance, and transparency. Mastering these transactions enables better financial management and strengthens supplier-buyer relationships in today's digital economy. Stay tuned for more Fintidu podcasts, Middle East leading e-learning platform for finance, tax, and accounting professionals.